Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back here with you to talk about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of July 16, 2019, here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yes, that's right. Here we are, middle of July, to talk about so many exciting stories happening in the world. And a man who's on top of it all, the great Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
On top of the world, on top of the stories, on top of all the other stuff.
All right. That's good. Good to know, Tyson. How's your week been?
Week has been great. Let's see. Went to the pool a bunch of times.
Yep.
And that's about it.
Yeah, that's it? Every day?
Every day.
Is it a public pool?
No, it's a neighborhood pool.
So it's public.
Well, we're there by ourselves because we live in a retirement community who most of them are snowbirds.
Yeah. Well, they don't swim in the morning. I feel like that.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Get there early.
So we have in the community I live in, there's a giant community pool.
Okay.
And then our own little neighborhood in the bigger community has its own smaller pool that is too small to swim laps in, but is perfect to take children to. And we have the only children in the neighborhood.
Huh. Does that mean that your kids get lots of attention from all the old retirees?
Yeah, when we're at the pool and there some old person shows up. But we're old news now. I mean, we've been here almost 2 years.
That's why you're moving, so you can be new news somewhere else?
Yeah, I always have to move so that I can be news somewhere
else. The new thing.
Hey, you're like, who's the new neighbor?
And when I don't get enough attention and I can't afford to move, right. I just shave my head. And then everybody's like, wow, what a change. What a change, Tyson.
Neighbors like bring casseroles over because you're the new guy every time you move someplace?
No, because I'm too standoffish.
Okay.
Imagine like Danny, but nicer. That's how I am towards my neighbors.
A man who appreciates a good casserole.
Yeah. Tyson. I demand earth and water from all my neighbors.
What do you mean earth and water?
Yeah, what do you mean?
That to show their subservience to my rule.
Do you,
if
somebody were to leave you a casserole, would you eat it?
No, never.
What about like a hot soup in a Harmon's
I have canister? A rule.
What about chili?
No, I don't eat any food.
A store-bought chili.
No, guys, stop.
Something store-bought, but then they bring it to your house and leave it on your
doorstep. I don't know what happened in between the store and my house. They have a car full of kids. I know what kids do when left unattended.
Car is full of jizz?
Yeah. Well, they could if they're single. Look, I don't touch it. If you made it at your house, you may be the nicest person.
Okay.
But if there's not a government official wandering through and, you know, checking things out on at least a semi-regular basis.
Does this make any sense to you? Hot soup bar Danny is
his life doesn't make sense
guys,
to us.
Reformed hot soup bar eater. Reformed. Throw that in there. Reformed.
Reformed?
Yes,
like
reformed.
2 months ago, you were going to the hot soup bar.
So what?
Yeah, on the daily.
By the way, that was more than 2 months. No, remember I saw that guy?
Yeah.
Or we read a story. There was something. There,
that
I had
was
an epiphany.
The first guy that you saw. Listen here, Danny. Would you, if it were a sealed packaging, like from the grocery store, would you then, like a bag of Twizzlers on your doorstep?
No. I got a short list of people I will accept food from. Very short. Maybe
do
less
Rob
than 10
a, do
people.
Do Rob or I make that list?
Mm-hmm. No.
No.
Sorry.
So if I were to leave a bag of Twizzlers on your doorstep and was like,
oh, okay.
The apostles to Christ,
yeah. Tyson
Merry
leaves
Christmas.
A bag of sealed candy. First things first, I squeeze it to make sure that the air, I mean, it's sealed airtight and you haven't like used
a syringe hole
syringe
in it somewhere.
Hole in it.
Yeah. Okay.
I do that. Yeah. Boom. I'm eating it. So you're on the list for sealed candy. You are not on the list for baked goods or hot soups or casseroles.
Who's on that list?
Some of my siblings. And very few of them at that are on that list.
So, Danny, if I saw you somewhere and...
Wait,
like,
I want Danny to list the siblings that he's willing to take food from and the ones he's not.
No, I don't want to do that. Mm. Like, it started an inter-family war.
Okay.
I will say that my siblings know who I take food from, because when we have dinner over at my parents' house and people bring dishes, I always say, who made this? And then they say, and then if it's from someone not approved, I move on. I say, who made this?
And then so do the ones that know that you don't eat their stuff also know?
I think it's like unspoken, but they might be aware, because I have said, who made this? And then found out who it was and then moved on. And then,
but you didn't announce that you moved on.
Yeah, but if they were paying attention, they would know.
So what about, do you make stuff and does your family partake of the stuff you make?
They shouldn't.
They should not.
Okay. No, they shouldn't. This is the whole reason behind. I mean, I'll eat stuff made in my kitchen because that's my whole area, but no one should eat anything made in my kitchen. My kids are gross. I mean, who knows? They're letting flies land on it and they're at their houses. I mean, it's just, I have very high standards and I feel like most people don't meet those standards.
But you... Just a short 2 months ago.
It was not 2 months ago.
So, it was not. Danny, if I saw you somewhere and my wife made you a Mountain Dew key lime pie, you would not accept it?
Oh, I accept stuff.
You accept it? You would not eat it?
Then I take it to the kitchen and I pretend like someone might eat it. And maybe my kids will, but it's not going to be me.
Okay. Mm. All right. So let's talk about...
Well, wait. Should we tell Nicole first to stop making the pie before we...
Nicole, just cancel that pie! Danny won't eat it! He'll act like he will, but he's not going to really eat it.
He won't.
Yeah. I feel better. I'm glad we're not going to waste that food now.
Yeah, good.
Make it a Coke Zero or a... Pepsi Clear Meringue for Tyson.
Crystal Pepsi.
All right. Big update from a story that... did we break this story last week?
We were the pretty aliens? Close to breaking it.
I mean, probably not. That's not the right
word. We broke it.
But we were talking
worldwide
about it early on.
We broke
it. We disseminated it early on.
Right. Storm Area 51, Tyson, has just like a boulder going down a mountain has just picked up steam.
Yep. The snowball effect. Imagine like a mountain made of humans that are sticky.
You know,
one human starts rolling and then all the humans stick together. And then as it hits the bottom, there's over, what, 500,000 humans now that are planning to raid Area 51?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Wow.
So we talked about
how many of those people you think are going to show up.
Well, that's a good question. We talked about it last week, and what did we say, that there was maybe almost 200,000 people, and now we are closing in on 1 million people that are going, with 845,000 interested, according to the Storm Area 51. They Can't Stop All of Us Facebook page for Friday, September 20th. And Danny, people are starting to really talk about this.
Yeah, but the creator of the page is getting cold feet.
What? Yes.
He came out and said it was a joke. So,
you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube now, buddy. No,
I know, but that's what he's trying to do. He's like, it was all a joke. It was just a joke. He doesn't want to be held responsible for the death of 500,000 people.
Or the napalming of 500,000 people.
Yeah.
Dude.
It's going to be a scene. It's going to be like that dream that Sarah Connor had where she's holding onto the fence and she gets turned to bones. That's going to happen to 500,000 people when they try to take
all
over.
All at the same time?
Yeah, all at the same time.
There might not even be anything there.
What do you mean, like they pack up everything and go? You're like, it's not worth it.
Or it's all underground, you can't find anything.
To Area 69.
Listen, you don't ruin that joke. I was going to say it.
No, so, I got way ahead of you on that one.
The best thing to come out of this is this guy's tweet thread. And he is supposedly a journalist from the UK, but he could be anything. But he... wrote to the U.S. Air Force on Twitter on a public tweet. He said, "Hey, U.S. Air Force, I'm a journalist here in the UK and I have some information about the proposed raid on Area 51. Mm-hmm. If you follow me back so I can DM you a question, I will share all my info." Of course, the U.S. Air Force, the interests are piqued. Mm-hmm. Next screenshot of his is the profile page of the U.S. Air Force and it says follows you. So they did go for the bait and follow him as he said he would share information.
Gotta investigate this hot lead.
Yeah, they have to.
It's from a UK journalist, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The next is a DM from the man to the U.S. Air Force that says, is there an Area 69? Question mark. The next screenshot is another screenshot of the U.S. Air Force profile page, and it says, you are blocked from following the U.S. Air Force. So he got blocked after asking about Area 69, which leads me to believe that maybe indeed there is an Area 69. I mean, their silence is kind of deafening here.
You're getting a little too close.
It really is getting too close.
By the way, if you were going to have an area, Area 69 makes perfect sense because few people are going to want to talk about it. Like, they'll just think it's a joke. Area 69. It's like, no, that can't be real.
They're going to want to keep that very, very hush.
This isn't an Austin Powers movie. Mm-hmm. You're not going to have an Area 69. Yeah. It's a great, great ploy. So I think Tyson's right.
Yeah. Area 69.
Yeah.
So my friend shared that tweet with me while I was in a very serious conversation, and I could not stop giggling. And the more I tried to stop giggling, the less I could stop giggling. And it was a moment I wish you were all there for.
You know, that's a losing battle, just like the losing battle these 500,000 people are going to have when they go up against Area 51.
So there are people feeling like that maybe this thing is going to happen. The U.S. Air Force has had to issue a response to, like, what happens if this is going to come to pass on September 20th. And a Air Force official said the Air Force always stands ready to protect America and its assets. So, Danny, the Air Force is not backing down.
That's a not so subtle threat.
But also, the Americans that are going to be storming Area 51 are also part of America. So, doesn't the U.S. Air Force also have some type of commitment to them as the American people?
No, they would deem this a domestic act of terrorism.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't let 500,000 people dictate how things go.
Do you think the CIA and the FBI have already talked
shipped out all the aliens? Oh,
no, talked to the owner of this Facebook page? Do you think that he showed up on his doorstep?
Well, now the guy is backtracking. That's what I'm saying. It was a joke.
Yeah.
I was kidding.
Interesting.
Can you imagine starting something that got this much attention? Just like once in your life doing something and then having it get out of control. Like this was something you did, like a drunk post page.
Festival?
Coney 2012.
It started off as a joke and now you've been tied into what could be the massacre of hundreds of thousands.
This day will be the biggest blemish on American history.
Oh, yeah. The innocent slaughter of 500,000 people. The blood will be on his hands.
That's right.
500,000. We're up to 800,000. And by the time this airs, we could be up to 1.2 million.
Mm-hmm. It's all going to happen.
Secretly, I'm really hoping this happens because there hasn't been any really good news in a long time.
Dude, I'd really be interested to see Trump's response to this.
Well, it's not just Trump. It would just make for a great news day. In a bad way, depending on how it ends.
It could really get Space Force off the ground. We've been talking about Space Force.
Been talking about Space Force?
Not in a while.
It hasn't really taken off. People are like, our Space Force, whatever. People are periscoping aliens live from Area 51. I think that Space Force is going to start getting a lot of attention.
They're never going to get close enough to those aliens before they get mowed down with salt rock from sawed-off shotguns, which will be the weapon of choice for the Air Force.
But who's going to mine that salt rock, Tyson?
That's true.
Salt is a precious commodity in the galaxy.
It really is.
Especially with aliens nearby.
The future currency.
There is a meme from our group AF that one of our listeners, Christine Marie, shared. Danny, it says that everyone thinks 100,000 people are going to show up at Area 51. Anyone who's ever been in a local band knows that no more than 12 people are showing up to that. Does that sound right to you?
That sounds optimistic. 12 people.
12 people out of 800,000 are going to roll into town. That's the thing. It's so far away. Like, September, if Southwest was doing like a promotion or something, then I could see this really happening. If they were like, prove that you were at Area 51, we'll give you half price on your tickets. That's what we should do. Start a Facebook page that says all the discounts available to these people, if that's the thing they're really going
like
to
do. Like bulletproof vests, shovels, wire cutters.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking on TripAdvisor right now to see if I can find any hotels near Area 51, see if I can get a hotel that night. I bet they're probably all sold out.
Or get one right now, and then you can sell yours for a premium, dude.
Oh, yeah, that's good. So what do I want? Do I want the night of the 9th? Am I checking out the 20th or the 21st? Is it like,
I don't think there's any checking out.
There's no checking out.
What you're going to have to do, I say buy the whole block of hotels. I think go for it.
Okay. If this is going to go off, I think that we will see evidence beforehand. I think maybe leading up to it, a week or so, we'll start to see RVs, news crews. I think there'll be some indications whether or not a large group of people are going to show up about like a week or two before.
So what do you think? So I got the Fairfield in. Looks like there's a lot of availability for this weekend.
Where is it telling you to stay?
Boy, Vegas? Days Inn Wyndham Roswell, $65
Roswell.
A night.
Roswell's different. Roswell's in New Mexico. Area 51's in Nevada. Yeah.
Well, these are the closest.
Roswell, New Mexico doesn't even. New Mexico doesn't even border Nevada.
Well, I did hotels near Alien Zone Area 51, but
that was your search.
That's what's literally on the page on TripAdvisor.
Yeah, Roswell is different.
So
Roswell,
I gotta keep looking and see if we could find any deals near.
I'll look on Orbitz too, just in case.
Orbitz is good because that has like a planetary aspect to it.
Or do we want to do Airbnb? Get a whole house, then you can put however many people
you
want.
So Roswell is not Area 51?
No,
no.
Should we plan a different outing to Roswell?
We could. I think there's government stuff there too, right?
I don't know if there's government stuff or that was just the site of a crash.
Yeah.
I don't think it's like a government area like Area 69 is.
Okay. All right.
Area 51 is in Nevada.
69, you just pay by the hour, I think, Danny.
Actually, I'd be surprised. You should look up local brothels. I bet you there's got to be some Area 69 themed brothel near 51.
Okay. So Area 51
go on.
Looks like it's like west of Las Vegas, quite a ways.
Yeah, it's in the middle of nowhere. Yeah.
You would drive through Death Valley to get there, Rob, if you were driving.
Could we Airbnb it?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We should. We should set up a glamping area out there for the hipsters, you know?
Yeah, influencers. We should set up an influencer tent area.
Yeah. Glamping. I call it glamping.
It could be the new Burning Man.
Yeah, for real.
We can have a lawyer on call for will creating.
And then there literally will be burning people running past us after they get blowtorched by the Air Force.
How quickly does the joy and revelry end when the first people to push down the gate are mowed down?
Are incinerated immediately.
By some secret weapon.
Yeah, it's just like their entire body is just vaporized. And
yeah, it's like the weapon from District 9 where it turns you into chunks of meat.
Yeah.
That would be horrifying. Just one or two of those at the front ranks, everybody turns and retreats.
Okay. So is this what you're proposing to the U.S. Air Force? And whose side are you on now, Danny?
Oh, I'm not taking sides.
Oh, Switzerland.
Yeah, I'm the Switzerland in this situation.
Okay.
Where will you be on September 20th, Danny?
Probably Area 51. I'm gonna try and talk Matt into flying his helicopter down there
and come pick us up too. We could do like a live news AF from the field.
That would be so cool.
That would be cool.
I bet you though they have major flight restrictions, like a huge surrounding.
You don't think
area.
We could fly right over Area 51 and land right in the center of it?
Maybe you know UFO.
Oh yeah,
you know why it's probably closed? It's probably just like still just got so much radiation from all the nuclear tests they did out there.
Yeah,
maybe
super strength.
Let's talk about another huge story at this hour. We did not get to talk about Bagel Boss guy. That story broke midweek after our episode last week, but there's a lot of follow up going on about Bagel Boss guy. Danny, are you aware of Bagel Boss guy?
I saw a snippet of him yelling at people.
Yeah.
I saw a screenshot of him and got the gist of him yelling at people, but I didn't hear the rant. I saved it all for this.
Yes. So he got into a confrontation on Long Island about the bagel store. And it was a weird rant because he was very upset and he was talking about dating apps, about how women on dating apps are looking for guys that are tall. They won't date a guy if he is not 5 feet tall. So it was a weird place.
If he's not 5 feet tall?
Yeah. So
he said if they're not 5 feet tall,
they don't want to date him.
He's under five feet?
Guy. Yeah. And he's talking, and he was really
Wait, how tall is this guy?
He's not that tall. And he was lashing out about women not wanting to date him at the bagel store.
Okay.
Well, that's just one location. I bet there'll be tons of people at Area 51 in September that'll date him.
Yeah, dude, for sure there will be, especially as their boyfriends and husbands get vaporized.
Yeah.
Availability.
Now he's claiming that this viral video has changed his luck with the ladies, and he says,
"I bet it hasn't."
Yeah, he says that women are inviting him out for bagels.
That's nice. That's
gross. Inviting you out for a bagel?
You'd rather have donuts. How many times?
Oh yeah. How many times can you go out for a bagel?
Once a week, maybe.
Yeah, I guess he loves bagels, Bagel Boss guy. And he says he has girls hitting on him that he doesn't even know.
Dude, what a life.
Are we buying this, Tyson?
Nope, 100% not.
This is fake.
If he's under 5 feet tall, I mean, maybe as a novelty item, sure. But longevity of this guy's relationships are, especially if they're...
equal to his height?
Catapulted by this one viral video are not going to be, there's not a solid foundation there. Danny knows that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like they're like accidentally bump spoons at the public soup bar and fall in love immediately.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, you go first.
You spilled hot soup all over my shirt. I shall remove it.
Yeah.
So, your shirt or the soup?
Pants? No. Something was spilled.
Yeah.
Okay. Look, I think this guy is getting dates. I think he's getting dates. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but sure, he's getting dates, but do those dates have any substance?
No, of course.
The girls are laughing about going on a date with the 4'2" guy.
Yeah, you go on a date, you buy him a bagel, you take a selfie of him with the bagel, and then you post it on Instagram.
Good laugh with your friends.
Yeah.
Now, he also is in a lot of other videos where he's having other confrontations in stores. That is he going to be the next Logan Paul, Tyson?
Who? Yeah. So, is this coming out after, or he's already?
Yeah,
these videos have
people are finding more videos, and that he's also like he has a lot of political videos that are not flattering. Also,
It's just little man syndrome that he's got going, and anybody can get little man syndrome. You don't have to be a little man to get little man syndrome. That's why I've been pushing and pushing to get the name changed.
Yeah,
to what
do you change it to? Bagel Boss guy syndrome?
No confidence man syndrome?
Yeah, low confidence man syndrome.
Low confidence man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, something like that. So this guy's just going above and beyond in every way to...
Except for height.
To try and make his presence known. And in so doing, he's turning off a lot of people, apparently.
Now, it looks like at this point,
we're turning some on.
A lot of his videos are taken down.
Good.
Yeah,
he should have done that before he went viral.
That's the problem with going viral, whether it's a Facebook post about storming Area 51 or this guy. Once it reaches a tipping point, people start to investigate who you are. And in like 99% of all cases, that's a bad thing.
Yeah, he got Ken boned, huh?
Yeah.
I forgot about Ken.
It would be great, though, if they had him at Area 51, where he was out there leading the charge of, you know,
be the first to get vaporized.
Dating sites! You know, like, what if for me out there!
What if they shoot him with the gigantism ray?
Oh. Yeah.
But they only hit, like, one arm. So his arm becomes as big as the rest of his body.
So it's like that Rick and Morty where they go into...
Yeah.
And
that's
Morty
right.
gets that giant arm. Yes. Okay.
I will say my kids height shamed me the other day, and I'm not sure. But they were like, "Dad, can you dunk a basketball?" And
it's easy. You just say, I used to be able to.
I was like, kids. Does it look like I could dunk a basketball? And they look crestfallen. Like, dude, our dad can't dunk a basketball? I said, look how high. I said to him, look how high above me that rim is.
Yeah.
Like, maybe I can get four inches vert if I jump. Mm-hmm. Even with legs like a horse, I can't get myself above the ground.
Open up on a dating site with that, Danny.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't. And you know what? My kids were disappointed. And this guy's getting that times 10 every single day when he's
from
out.
From strangers.
From strangers. Not
There's
even
not a lot of strangers that are
too.
Disappointed in Danny for his dunking ability, but his
No,
because
they don't know. Just my kids are disappointed now. They're like, gosh, dang it.
Yeah, that's Dad really sad. Dunk.
That's actually really sad.
Was that a sad story?
Yeah.
I better go to Area 51 and make my kids proud.
Yeah,
I'll be the
you
first
should.
To storm the best deal. Yeah.
Rob told me the best part of being a dad is you can tell your kids that you're the best at everything and they believe you.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, but the disappointment's lurking in the future when they realize that their entire idea of their dad is built on lies.
Mm-hmm.
Lots and lots of lies.
Except for my kids.
That's a future problem.
Thing is, this guy...
We'll hopefully be dead by then.
Mm-hmm. By the way, he could lie about his height on all the dating apps and then just be seated before the girl shows up, never leave the table. Right? Yeah.
Take a couple phone books in a backpack and stack them up.
Yeah, it's weird, though, when you have a backpack with you at a restaurant.
That is weird.
It's more strange than the guy who's shorter than 5 feet.
Yeah. You're right, I agree. His name is Chris Morgan.
Yeah, everybody Facebook friend him.
Yeah, the Bagel Boss guy. And so a lot of his videos are now taken down, so nobody can check out what he was really up to, but it wasn't good.
I believe
never
it.
Is
yeah
yep it never is.
Okay, all right, let's talk about a story about we like to follow what the influencers are doing, and especially Russian influencers, because
they're the best.
Yeah, they're at the cutting edge of a lot of this stuff. And so there is a lake in Siberia, Tyson, which has become a hotspot for millennial Russians to go out there and take some selfies because it looks cool.
Well,
yeah.
Sounds Russian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, it doesn't get more Russian than this, actually.
Yeah, it's a
Oh,
lake
the lake looks
has,
nice.
Extremely pristine turquoise waters, according to this article.
Okay. Why is it toxic?
Well, it's due to a chemical reaction between toxic waste elements from a local power station. That's what's turned the water so blue.
Wow. Is that not illegal in some situations?
Russia, they're spewing all sorts of stuff wherever they can.
Mm.
So this is everything about this story is very Russian. The chick in the bikini, the environmental damage, the influencers. It's all very Siberia. We're lucky there's not like a dismembered corpse somewhere in the story. It may be lurking somewhere in the details.
Or them climbing like the highest point they can find on a tippy top ladder that's definitely not structurally sound. Right. They do a lot of that.
Totally.
Now, there's a lot of toxic waste in the world, Danny, that could this potentially be some sort of a solution for dealing with it? Could we put all of the toxic waste in one potential body of water, which as long as the coloring doesn't get too gross, then it seems like a win-win for the people that want to dump the toxic waste and the people that want to take selfies.
It seems like that's a good idea. And this isn't the only story this week about people taking pictures in a town or city or lake that should be off limits. There's one as well that ties in about people going to an abandoned mining town in Australia where they mined asbestos and other poisonous chemicals and doing Instagram snapping there.
But it looks cool.
Because it looks cool. So I think you're onto something, like create beautiful places that are toxic wastelands.
For years, Danny, people were smoking because, I know this is very harmful for me, but it looks cool.
It does look cool.
Yeah.
People don't care if it's harmful as long as they look cool. Like,
as long as it looks cool.
Yeah, I get the likes if you get the hearts and the comments and the follows.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
then it's worth
it. That's better than the sweet hit of nicotine. Every time.
Oh.
Yeah. So look at that. I think that they've found some. It's been a big hit. The Siberian Maldives, a tourist destination.
It does look cool. I have to admit. Yeah. It does look cool.
It does look cool. It's the Maldives of Russia.
Yeah. Like, I'm looking at this one girl who's in a bikini. She's mm-hmm. balancing on one foot. She's not in the water.
No.
She's smart.
Yeah, but what if she accidentally fell in the water?
That would be bad.
Well, she would totally probably just turn into smoke. And it wouldn't be good.
But this is
just
a
vaporized.
Yeah, a beautiful body of water that is.
It is a beautiful body of water.
Aquamarine.
Yeah, it's crazy. And they say it's due to a chemical reaction from the power plant. So what, man, what kind of power are they using? Is this Chernobyl 2.0? What's going on here?
This is not what Chernobyl looks like, so it can't be the same thing.
Yeah, okay, you're right.
They must be powering the nearby power station by grinding up unicorns.
Chernobyl looks very drab in terms of...
It does look drab.
But this is anything but. This looks very fun.
Should we go there, guys? Should we get a GoFundMe going?
To Siberian Maldives? Well, we're not big selfie guys. We're not big Instagrammers.
That sounds nice, too. Siberian, but you hear Maldives at the end. You're like, oh, okay, that's not bad. I wonder when Kim Kardashian will get out there.
Yeah. No, the Russian Kardashians, they're gonna be out there.
Oh, they've probably already been. That's why the others are out there. That's usually what happens.
Yeah.
The big influencers are there to plant their flag first. What up?
Do you want to get out there, Danny, before the Kardashians? Because I know that's when you deem something ruined.
Yeah, it's tipped or peaked or whatever. Jump the shark.
Yeah, once jump the shark there. Once the Kardashians hit it.
Or Hillary Clinton or anybody.
Bagel Boss guy, he was, if he could be out there taking a selfie for his dating profile, that might change his luck.
And maybe he'd do better in Russia.
Yeah, he's famous.
I don't know what Russian men are like, but he's got like the American thing going on, which
got some heat.
So he should just go hang out at the Russian Maldives. Mm-hmm. And, just hit on the people showing up. Obviously, the people showing up to hang out at a toxic lake, they're not fully there, maybe mentally. So he might be able to find someone to hook up with.
Yeah. Okay. So that's win-win for Bagel Bus guy. Let's talk about a controversial beer, which has been now banned in North Carolina, and it's called Polygamy Beer.
It's called Polygamy Porters.
Okay, Polygamy Porters is the
This is a beer. Utah beer.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So,
and Danny and I are very familiar with this beer.
All right, so tell us about it.
So it's a beer, I believe it's the Wasatch Brewing Company, is that correct? And they have a bunch of Mormon-themed beers or Utah themed beer names, and this is one of them, Polygamy Porters, and or Polygamy Porter. Yeah, and that's all of
what
it.
What are the
and
other so ones they, called?
I'll have to look and see.
Okay. I've seen the cans. So it's been around. The can looks very sensual though. Are you guys looking at that picture?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does look sensual.
I mean,
okay. Polygamy Porter. That it's a smooth, chocolatey, easy drinking brown porter that's a little naughty. Take some home to the wives, is what it says.
Nice. You're going to need that alcohol if you have multiple wives.
Yeah. Polygamy porter. So, what's the deal here in North Carolina? Why can't they have the name? You can't name a beer after something that's illegal?
It's strange. It's strange that they sell that here. Mm-hmm. But they're not going to sell it in North Carolina.
Yeah.
They sell it in Utah here, where it's making fun of Utah past. Mm-hmm. North Carolina has no tie-in with polygamy. And they're like, no, thank you. Polygamy is illegal. Well, it's just a beer. It's not actual polygamy.
Yeah. Are they going to have to ban other things that have like names of crimes? Like, are you allowed to make like a death by chocolate in North Carolina? Yeah. Is that allowed?
Good point. Excellent point, Rob.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Tweet out to the state of North Carolina.
Better than sex cake.
No. Well, I don't know if sex is illegal.
Probably in North Carolina it is.
Yeah.
Sounds like they're pretty...
So Polygamy Porters is their only one. Most of their beers are named after stuff in Utah, but only Provo girl. That's one of them. That's one of their beers. That's pretty good. Respect Your Mother Organic Amber Ale.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, so a lot of them are have some Utah ties to their names, but that's the only like real like...
Maybe it's the can. Look at that can.
Can't the can is sexy.
It's too, yeah.
Too sensual. Maybe it's promoting polygamy. They're like, dude, we let people drink this while they're drunk.
They're all going to polygamize.
They're going to be polygamying all over the place. They'll be inviting strangers to polygamy nonstop. And before we know it, we'll have a weird incestual town full of weird creepos. So
yeah, the reason that was given, they said this is from the North Carolina Alcoholic Beverage Control Commission. Polygamy is illegal. Therefore, these products will not be approved.
I don't get that. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, most parts of the country believe that that marriage should be between two parties, and that it's just not something that people are willing to accept.
You know who made this ban?
Who?
You want to know who came up with this ruling? Someone who seriously wishes that he could be in a polygamous relationship.
Or someone who secretly is.
I could be.
Someone who secretly is.
Yeah, that's always how these things come out. It's like this guy is probably currently married and cheating on his wife and wishing that he could marry both his mistress and his wife. Mm-hmm. But in order to distance him from that thought as much as possible, he's just some hard-edged bro who's like, no, dude, even joking about it is basically doing it.
Yeah. Okay. So enjoy your polygamy porter outside of the state limits of.
What if you get caught driving in? Is that okay? Like, sir, do you have any polygamy porter?
What happens if you're a polygamist and you go to North Carolina? Are you allowed to be married there?
All your wives become girlfriends except for one.
Mm-hmm.
I guess
the first one, or do you get to pick?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know any, but if I do run into some, because there are places, I'll ask.
They need to bring Big Love back so that they can explore this storyline. For the reboot.
Not possible. Okay. I think the lead guy's dead.
No. Spoiler alert. Okay. The actor or the character?
The actor. Oh, Bill Paxton. He's dead.
That's very sad.
It's very, very sad. He was awesome in Alien.
And Twister.
Yes.
Yeah.
And not an Independence Day. All right. Let's talk about a big story. We talked about
what if he's at Area 51?
That would be huge.
That'd be a good twist.
So
if I ever disappear and you guys are like, well, we've been told he's dead, but we have no proof, go to Area 51.
Go and check it out.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We talked about the toxic pollution, which is letting people take selfies in Russia, but we need to talk about a story about the battle against CO2 emissions, and a new study has revealed that streaming video, a certain type of streaming video watched by adults, hopefully, is accounting for 4% of the world's CO2 emissions.
Toy unboxing videos?
No. Pornography.
Pornography.
From heavy breathing?
Yeah.
So you think that this polygamy porter's beer is kind of started this whole trend?
Well, I don't know if the polygamy porter beer has any direct...
What came first?
I don't know. The beer can itself is somewhat erotic due to the artwork on it, but I'm not sure if maybe somebody drinks a polygamy porter and then logs on to their web browser.
So here's a sign that your friend is not using his computer for appropriate means.
Yes.
Is if you go there and all the plants around his computer are growing really well.
Wait, what?
So
go on, explain this a lot more, Danny.
Plants use CO2.
I get it. Yeah. Dang it.
So
why are you so smart?
If you go
so
to a guy's
stupid.
Desktop and he's just got all his like a jungle surrounding his computer, it's like, dude, he's just putting it out.
Yeah.
I don't think the CO2 emissions are coming directly from the computer.
Other emissions.
I think they're coming from the servers.
I think they're coming from all sorts of places, right. from this guy.
It is the energy that is used by the computers that are involved to stream all of this pornography. That is according to this French think tank, which says that that is the case. They say that pornography makes up to 27% of all of the videos viewed online.
Whoa.
Not sure what percentage of the videos made online were from Bagel Boss Guy before they got taken down.
So every three videos watched by Bagel Boss Guy, one is watched of pornography.
So how much?
But most of the videos watched by Bagel Boss Guy are pornography.
How much of the Siberian Maldives is a result of this?
85%.
Yeah, it's like this lake would be pristine except for all the streaming porn.
They're also saying that video on demand services such as Netflix or Amazon Prime are generating the same amount of greenhouse gas emissions as the entire economy of Chile.
But I think you might be able to argue that these people who are binge watching shows, they're not putting out carbon elsewhere.
Yeah.
Like they're not working on their tire and fires. Or they're not driving around in their SUVs.
They're not flying.
Chopping jungles down.
They're not flying. Right. They're just sitting on the couch, breathing super heavy and getting their sweats dirty.
Now, Tyson, do you think that this could be the boon that the print pornography industry has been waiting for?
Yeah, finally. Playboy and Hustler are back on top. Yeah,
I mean, you do have to kill a lot of trees, though, which all reduce the...
Yeah, but that's not the point right now. So we're going as and it will be circular. I think you need to own both markets. So you know, it's like you own both markets. As everybody gets upset about killing trees, you switch back over, and then the CO2 emissions from the computer that your computer's ejaculating, you then switch back to print. And I think the people right now that are collecting all these print pornographic magazines are the ones that are so stoked, because now I bet you get on eBay right now and that stuff is skyrocketing.
Why? Because you're able to look at it and call yourself an environmentalist?
Yes.
Correct. And because even though the paper's maybe made out of a tree, you're containing that carbon because it's not rotting or burning.
Yes, but you have to recycle those magazines after, Tyson.
Mm-hmm. Which I don't know. I don't know what percentage of them have to actually be paper to recycle them. So you want to definitely keep them clean at least.
Yeah, I think at the very least. But check with your local recycling program for that. Okay.
Because I know there's this thing, if you take metal in, they set it on this scale and this like thing, and it can tell you like what percentage of it is certain metals.
People don't recycle those magazines. They hide them somewhere and then forget where they hide them, and then 13-year-olds find them a little bit later.
Yeah, when they're moldy and
so
stuff.
So it is a type of recycling, but that's usually how it works.
It's a time capsule.
Yeah.
That is how...
you say they become mulch before they go into a recycling
program. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Slowly and surely. Danny, what's the biggest porn cache you've ever found?
Right when we moved into our house, when I was 7 years old, we found a huge...
The house on the hill?
Yeah, a huge one. And talk about longevity. They were just jammed in some rocks in the outside of the house, just out there exposed to the elements.
Magazines?
Oh, magazines, yeah. I was
like rain and stuff was hitting it. There was no water.
Well, it was tucked back on, like, you know how landscaping people do huge boulders? Yeah. So they had found like a small little cavern and put a ton of stuff. And I'll never forget those
nearby.
Probably, but I'll never forget those images because they're seared into my brain, my 7-year-old brain.
You got to attach those images to more meaningful memories so you can remember stuff that's important.
Yeah.
Get what I'm saying?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So you attach everything you need to. Yeah, exactly. If you attach everything important to one of these pornographic images in your mind, then this pornographic image will drum up the thing you actually needed to remember.
Tyson, is that how you remember some of people's names?
Yeah, that makes sense, Tyson.
So you put them all at Area 69 in your head.
Yeah, exactly. My head is actually Area 69.
The many attendees. You know, they say that if you actually do find Area 69 on Google Maps, that it looks the same whether you look at it right side up or if you turn it or right down.
Either way, it's the same.
It's the same.
Rob, what's the biggest porn stash you found?
Yeah, so
have you ever come across a porn stash?
So I would not say that I came across stack of magazines anywhere in at one time. But when I used to work at a lighting warehouse for like one summer, and I used to find stashed pornographic magazines hidden in different places. It was not unlike finding the Survivor Hidden Immunity Idol.
It's like an Easter egg hunt.
Yeah, they would not be in plain sight, but you'd be like walking through, like, wait, is that a magazine up on the top of that shelf? What is that? What is that up there? And then you would find them. I probably must have found like 7 or 8 different magazines in that summer.
Wow.
It was a summer to remember.
I've never had the good fortune of bumping into a porn stash that I can remember.
Yeah.
Not you would remember.
A porn stash that people would
1970s
wear.
Porn stash.
Yeah, in the 70s, right.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay. All right. Anything else on this, or are we ready to get set up here for the bolt hole?
Well, I mean, it's like now it's like people's hobby versus, you know, saving the world.
Okay. All right. Well, let me talk about our sponsor before we get there. And those are our friends over at Sharper Image, who bring you the calming comfort weighted blanket. There's no need to suffer through another sleepless night. Finally, try out the Common Comfort Weighted Blanket by Sharper Image, the luxurious weighted blanket that helps you relax so you can fall asleep and stay asleep naturally. My wife swears by it. The Common Comfort Weighted Blanket is designed with high density comfort fill to provide exactly the right amount of weight to help relax your body. It mimics the soothing feeling of being hugged for less stress and a restful night's sleep. When you're under the blanket, you'll experience that great feeling of being hugged, cuddled, or swaddled, which Danny loves, which is as soothing for adults.
No, seriously, I do love that.
For children, the Common Comfort Weight Blanket applies an even amount of pressure over your body to help produce serotonin and melatonin, simulating deep touch pressure stimulation. Sleep better, feel great, and stress less. Take relaxation to the next level. It's a natural way to attain adequate sleep and support overall health. Precision stitch squares are filled with a high density BPA free microbeads that are evenly distributed throughout the blanket. So go ahead and give it a try. The Common Comfort Weighted Blanket comes with a 90-day anxiety-free, stress-free, best night's sleep of your life guarantee from Sharper Image right now. Just for our listeners, you can go to commoncomfortblanket.com, use promo code ROB at checkout to receive $15 off the displayed price. Again, that's the commoncomfortblanket.com, promo code ROB. And because you can't put a price on a great night's sleep, go online to commoncomfortblanket.com, use promo code ROB for your special discount today. Danny, take us away.
No, you take me away.
Okay, you got it.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yes.
All right, guys.
Danny's bolt hole.
I'm so glad to be here to share this story, which I thought would show up in the feed. And it may have, but we didn't share it. And this is something that happens every summer. And that is, when you drive on highways, freeways, people are moving around. School's over. A lot of people are transporting their goods, like mattresses. You see a lot of garbage on the side of the road because people do not know how to secure their load.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Wait, what?
Yeah, you heard me, Tyson. And the minute that sentence came out of my mouth, I realized I had just thrown you a softball. But people just don't tie down their stuff. And it comes flying out of the back of their cars, back of their trucks. It leaves a giant mess. My little brother once hit a rolled up piece of carpet at like 75 miles an hour. Luckily, he didn't die. But I'm just saying that a lot of people don't go the extra mile to really put things down, but not this mom. Mm. And I don't know if you guys saw this story about this mom who has, she had a problem. She filled up the inflatable pool. She wanted to transport the pool, but she thought about what I'm discussing now, realized that she might not be able to secure it as well as she wanted. So she realized she needed to put some weight into the pool. So she put the pool on her roof and then she puts her kids in the pool.
And wait, just the little kitty inflatable pool?
It's pretty big. It's as big as her Audi. Okay. And so she put that on her roof. Then she had her kids sit inside to make sure that it was held down on their drive home. This woman cares. She's willing to sacrifice her children to keep all of us safe.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. I saw the headline of this story and I thought, I was like, okay, well, I don't understand what the big deal is. I did not catch that the kids are in the pool.
That's what makes it a bolt hole, is that there are kids in that pool.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I mean, it would be interesting to see how this woman got to a point in her life where she has all these things, meaning children, a pull on her car, and a car. Like, it doesn't strike me as someone who was willing to chuck her kids into a pool on top of her car would be able to get this far in life. And she's got a nice car. She's got an Audi, right? So,
whatever that might say something about her.
But
the headline here, I feel like that I think I assumed that there was a comma missing where the headline is mom charged after driving with kids inside inflatable pool on roof.
Yeah.
You know, it could go, a comma changes that a lot.
Yes. And so I passed over the story as well the first time and then out of just boredom decided to click on it and was shocked to find out that she had put her children inside the pool. And if you look
at the
picture,
where's this woman from?
Is this Florida?
Florida.
Let me see.
And what is it from a reputable news source? We know this really actually happened.
Yeah, I have. This is the story from. This is real quick. This is 30 seconds.
Yeah, let's
from,
do it.
ABCnews.com has the story.
We're back with this kiddie pool on an Audi. Police arrested the Illinois mother who was behind the wheel. They say she was driving with the pool on the roof and her two kids inside it. They say she was using them to keep it from blowing away while driving home. She is charged with child endangerment.
Okay.
By the way, those kids were having the greatest day of their life.
Yeah, that was.
And how old were they?
That's the thing about kids, right? They don't know how dangerous it is. They were having the in their eyes, their mom is a superhero. Like, mom
was the greatest mom of all time. Like, remember when riding in the back of the pickup was like the greatest best day of your life? Mm. You can't even do that anymore.
No. I saw some kids in the back of a pickup the other day. I'm like, basically,
you were disgusted.
They're all
by
dead. Those kids are all dead.
Yeah, they're as good as dead, all those kids. When I lived in the Philippines, we used to, you could ride on the vehicle anywhere you could get a handhold. So we'd ride on the luggage racks on top. No big deal.
Mm-hmm.
That was fantastic.
Well, she's crazy.
So I imagine the thrill these kids are having. And now they'll never feel that dopamine again.
Well, we don't know.
Rush.
But one thing's for sure, that the mother here has given her kids a memory that will last a lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is something those kids will never forget. They're brushed with death. They were so innocent and naive. They didn't even know how close death was.
Remember that summer mom tried to get that inflatable pool home and strapped us to the top of the car?
I mean, she died in prison for it.
Yeah.
But man, she gave us one wild ride.
What a summer.
Yeah, it was great.
I'll never forget that summer.
So secure your loads is my PSA. But don't do it with your kids. Right? Secure loads.
Correct. Definitely.
Always secure loads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That being said, Tice, anything else you want to get out there?
Watch Love Island.
Love Island.
Yeah, per Danny's recommendation.
Danny loves Love Island.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
I'm enjoying picking up all of the British language. It's just so much. Their language seems to be so much more rich than ours. Mm-hmm. It's like they talk about getting close to somebody else. They talk about grafting, always grafting.
Yeah, just to give the backstory, Danny has been binging the UK Love Island
season 3.
Season 3.
That's correct.
I want to be clear.
He loves it so much.
I find it interesting. It's Let's not favorite. Say love, right? Let's just say that when
no,
I'm...
Let's say it, love.
Don't say love. I find it very interesting. It's like Jersey Shore meets Bachelor in Paradise.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
They're all... It makes Sounds me think good. That everyone in England, they're lifting weights. Why, they've got the swollest...
Pretty, swole.
Oh, they're the swollest bros on the planet Earth right now, from what I can tell.
Are they doing broga?
No, they're not doing broga. They're doing just straight up weights.
Yeah.
So...
It's like prison.
I'm not endorsing this show by any means. Like, don't cheapen yourself by watching this show. You should, as a general rule, not take any of my advice or do anything I do, because it will only hurt yours. It'll only hurt you.
Okay.
So don't do any recommendations.
No, not for coming from me. I mean, look at it. Mountain Dew, Love Island. You're not eating food nice people give to you. What kind of life are you living?
That's
if
true.
You're following yeah, my
true.
Life.
Will you check out the UK Love Island on Danny's recommendation?
Yes, I will. And also, I have a couple of reviews.
Okay. Yes.
I have two of them because they're good.
Okay.
One, is Danny okay? Five stars.
No. I just said I wasn't.
By And Crone. I love the podcast. News AF always gives me fun stories to share with my friends. One thing, Danny seems a little stiff lately. Maybe it's just me, but I think he may even be a pre-recorded sound and Rob plays clips off a soundboard.
That's
Tyson has been on so point,
stupid.
Though.
Interesting.
So stupid.
Yeah. I was.
Danny, how do you respond?
I am this.
Yes,
not
very good.
Recorded me happy all time now.
Right.
Excellent.
Right.
So there you have it.
So many.
And here's another run.
Conspiracy theories. That's the internet for you.
I know.
Dude, the internet. So you get somebody without a profile picture, and of course they're going to take it to there.
Of course. Yeah.
Road Trip 5-star by Oz Person. I can only talk my husband into a road trip if there's a new episode available. Keep them coming. I've got places to go and people to see.
Yeah,
I like that. My life. My
pool to move.
My wife also listens to News AF during road trips.
Oh, really?
Is that true?
Yep.
That's adorable.
Do you listen with her?
You want to know what's funny? Is you know when I griped about people touching the AC?
Yeah, it was her.
She had just manhandled the AC right as that episode came on.
Oof.
I know. Talk about opening up old wounds and dumping galactic salt right into it.
Did you look at each other?
She did. She looked over at me. I didn't look at her. I looked straight ahead.
Tyson, is that what you and Rachel do on road trips? Listen to News AF episodes together?
I listen to it by myself.
Yes. Yeah.
Are you contributing to the CO2 content in the atmosphere by binge listening?
Yeah, because I'll binge listen to it, but also have my computer playing videos on a loop.
For you.
Because why not? I leave my TV on. I leave my computer playing YouTube. I leave my phone on playing videos that I know it's just going to play to the next. Why wouldn't you? Because that's the thing. If other people are doing damage, then why don't you do the most damage? Because then you're at least getting the most out of it, right?
I don't think that's right.
Is that wrong?
It's an interesting way to look at it.
Theory?
Yeah.
My kids all leave their iPads on. I'll come home and the house will be empty, but I'll hear lots of voices.
So nobody's
singing from everywhere.
It's like Home Alone.
Yeah.
That's when you go and put your thumb up to your gun safe and pull out your galactic laser pick.
Mm-hmm. So like if burglars come to the door, they're like, oh, okay, we're casing this joint. Like, wait, I hear people talking. All right, get out of here.
Yeah.
There's a kid reviewing toys in there.
The kid's got a bunch of toys. Sounds real annoying. Get out of here. By the way, on a road trip, me listening to podcasts and then me not talking and then my wife sitting in silence is the optimal configuration for our marriage.
Okay.
That's when we're
and does Nicole also agree?
Yes. That's what she would. Okay. She would much prefer me listening to podcasts and not talking to her.
Yeah. I reach a point where I just don't have any more responses. So I'm like, I think we're done.
Yeah.
Talking.
Mm. Yeah. I've done all of the like charting in my head, and the more I talk to my wife, the less happy she is. But the less I talk to her, the happier she is with me.
So. Wow, is that in the car or just in general, all the time?
The more things I have that I to talk to her about, the less you know. If I'm sort of like quiet and not talking that much, then she's like hey, what's going on? Why aren't you talking? Like nothing.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. It's like she's like, but if I am, then I'm not mysterious, I guess, if I'm talking.
Yeah, you got to keep maintain that mysteriousness even through marriage.
Oh, totally.
Talking to all these other people on podcasts has saved my marriage.
Yeah. So, like, listen to this, Rob. Like, because imagine, like, okay, we all go to your funeral in 150 years because science figured out how to keep us alive for 190.
Yeah. Okay.
And Nicole gets up and says, he was such a mysterious man. I loved him. And, I think Danny and I would both maintain that, yes, you are mysterious just for her memories of you. You're an open book to us, I think.
Right.
Unless you've been playing us like a fiddle for the last 3 years.
No, that's the key to a happy marriage, I think, is have mystery.
It's dangerous to give a eulogy because you're only talking to one aspect of a person.
Yeah.
So it's like you're talking about him because he was your friend. Maybe you played golf with him. That was like your whole world.
Pickleball.
Or pickleball.
Pickleball.
But other people would be like, that's not the guy I knew.
Yeah. The guy I knew
was sucking up CO2 like crazy. And he was part of a Facebook group that said we should charge Area 51.
He started it.
It's just like dangerous, I feel like, to give eulogies.
To give the eulogy unless you know the person better than anybody else in all aspects of their life and even their deepest, darkest secrets.
Mm-hmm. Which isn't good.
I think you have to get all of their logins to everything before you can go ahead with the eulogy.
Because you give the eulogy as like the guy at the bagel shop becoming famous. You're like, the more people you talk to, you realize it's not just a short guy yelling about getting a date. There's so much depth to him. As you talk to other people at the funeral, you realize the guy you talked about, the guy in the bagel shop, is only like a sliver of who he really was. And you're like, by the end of it, after talking with all of his friends and people you had never met before, you realize, oh great, I didn't really know him, and I just gave him compliments that he definitely
didn't.
I think
in death you're supposed to build the person up anyways, because it's like you're not doing any service by getting up and being like a terrible human in every way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you look
nice. Everybody knows that. It's a lie. When you go to a funeral, it's always a lie about how.
Yeah, but that kind of bothers me, the whole lie. I don't know why we're talking about this, but I do
so
think about
it
quite often.
You want it to be full honesty.
Yeah.
You want it to be an open book. Like, you want us to go and be like, Danny, he hated people.
I feel like you're doing me a disservice if you're painting me as a saint. I feel like that's not the
then
guy.
I have to change the pre-written eulogy.
Did you already write it? Yeah, dude. Change.
Well, yeah, because I had one written for you and Matt for when he crashes the helicopter, but now.
Well, you better change it. I want a first of all.
Keep it real, Tyson.
Keep it real, Tyson.
No, it's going to be honest. Yeah, we'll be honest now.
Okay, good. Yes. Now I feel better.
Okay.
Danny, one of my closest friends, and he was not one of your closest friends, he told me.
He would take food people would make for him. And he would act like he was going to eat it.
He would pretend to be grateful.
He threw it out. He was so afraid that your germs were going to infect him. And he wouldn't even like give it to like a homeless person. He just wasted
the
food.
That is a euphemism for his entire life.
And then would not tell you, so that then you would go the next time you saw him, like, hey, Danny, here's another dozen deviled eggs I worked on all day. I saw how much you.
Okay, let me
eat you with the last ones I made you.
By the way, let me go back. One last thing about the whole people giving me food. If I at all feel as if the person is going to question me later, as to whether or not I like them, I will take a bite. Because I don't want to lie to the person and say that I ate them when I did not.
So, that is good to know, because if I ever give you anything, I am going to make something disgusting for you. And B, I'm going to make sure you know as I hand it off.
I have a fallback plan. I have a fallback plan.
I will be checking up on you personally.
I will make my kids eat it.
Mm-hmm.
And tell you. I won't. I'll make them eat it. And then I will report their reaction. Oh, I didn't get around to eating it, but my kids enjoyed it, is often something I'll say.
Then I'll just make another thing.
And it's just going to go on forever.
Forever.
Yeah.
Don't ever make me anything, Tyson. Now you can't be trusted.
Tyson, do you cook?
I can.
Okay. Well, what's your specialty?
Pancakes cooked in bacon grease.
Whoa, that sounds good.
It's pretty good.
Okay. All right. Well, we really went off on.
Yeah, we did.
It took some crazy turns here at the end.
Man,
like we're driving with an inflatable
Danny.
Pool on the roof.
Where was moderator?
You guys think
Rob?
Danny's a soundboard now? You think he's a soundboard now?
You can't right. soundboard this.
All right, great stuff. All right, we might be a little delayed next week waiting for Danny to return from his latest adventure.
But I will have a eulogy prepared if the copter or something happens to the chopper.
Okay, good to know. Right.
Do you call it the chopper? Do you call it the chopper?
It depends. If I'm talking to someone cool, I'm like, yeah, dude, yeah. being a chopper. If I'm talking to some geezer.
Yeah, you say helicopter.
We'll be flying in the whirly bird.
The whirly bird. All right.
Whirly bird. Nice. Yeah, like a Navy guy would call it a whirly bird.
All right. Thanks so much, cool. Scott St. Pierre, for putting this all together. Follow at Tyson Apostle and at Danny Bryson. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.